What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Just As Well Things podcast. I recorded like half of this episode, stopped to look something up, and it didn't record. So I have to restart this recording all over again, and my microphone was also not working. So I'm just talking into my phone. Please, if it's bad audio, I'm really, really sorry, but we're just gonna have to deal with it. If you hear, obviously, like I say this in a lot of my episodes, if you hear outside talking, door slamming, kids shouting, I live in a dorm building, I live in a dorm room, it can get loud, so I just apologize. Hope it's you guys can't hear a bunch of it. But anyways, hi, I am so sorry that I took this month off. I was not expecting to at all. I've just been insanely busy. This has been literally the busiest January, I think, of my entire life. I've gotten so much more homework than I was anticipating. My extracurricular activities have been a lot. You know, I'm involved in a sorority. We had our main sorority recruitment weekend last weekend. I also met Dwayne Wade this week. It's also basketball season. I'm very involved with my college's basketball team. And it's just been a lot. And I've been very, very busy, but I know I needed to put this episode out because it's something that I think really needs to be talked about and something that I really enjoyed watching this past month, and that is When You Finish Saving the World. This is going to be a movie review on this wonderful movie that I think everyone should go see because it's so simple yet so deep, and I'm going to talk about it. So yeah, I hope this recording works out because, like I said, I tried to record like over half of it and my recording didn't save, was having issues with my microphone. So I really hope this recording works out because I am very excited about this topic today, and I'm excited to put an episode out. I'm very sorry again that it's been a month. I just really wasn't really expecting this massive adjustment to the semester, but it has just been out of control, crazy. But I'm back, and let's talk about When You Finish Saving the World. Okay, so When You Finish Saving the World is an A24 film written and directed by Jesse Eisenberg, who made his directing and I'm pretty sure writing debut. I am not super familiar with A24 films. I've only seen maybe a small handful of them. I'm not really sure. But when I heard about this movie, I was like, I really, really want to watch it. But I'm going to give you guys, I'm really bad at explaining movie synopses. I don't know. I don't know how to say that. But I'm going to read you guys the synopsis from the A24 website. And also, if you're someone who works in the media industry, or if you're someone who's looking for an internship, if you go on A24films.com, they have this little box that you can just drop your resume in. And if there's an internship opening up, they will contact you if it's a good fit. So I actually did that a couple months ago, and we'll see if anything comes of it. Probably not, because A24 is just like, there's a big and booming company. But we'll see. Okay, so I'm gonna read the synopsis. Okay, so Evelyn, so Julianne Moore plays Evelyn, has devoted herself to helping people in hard times, but she struggles to connect with her son Ziggy, who Finn Wolfhard plays Ziggy, who is an aspiring internet star oblivious to the problems of the world. As Evelyn attempts to become a parent figure to an unassuming teenager she meets at her shelter, and Ziggy fumbles through his pursuit of a brilliant and politically conscious young woman at his high school, this emotional comedy reveals a funny and sharply perceptive portrait of a mother and son who may seem at odds, but who are more alike than either would care to admit. So this movie, like I said, A24, Julianne Moore, Finn Wolfhard, was filmed in Albuquerque, New Mexico in early 2021. I think premiered at Sundance Film Festival last year, and just came out in theaters worldwide 2 weeks ago. So I kind of got to see it the first weekend that it was out, and it's a movie that I've had my eye on seeing since I kind of found out about it, maybe late in the fall. But I took my friends to go see it, and some of them didn't really understand it, and didn't really appreciate it. Maybe, like, I could appreciate it. But I think that's because I see movies in a different way than most people who don't really involve themselves in the film and TV industry do. But it's interesting watching movies because I'm in a directing for film and television class right now. And I watch movies in a different way. And sometimes it kind of ruins it. But at the same time, it gives me a different appreciation than what other people can see. So, yeah, just a little fun fact about being a digital media major and watching movies. But, you know, I'm taking a directing for film and television class, and my teacher always says, continue watching stuff, continue reading stuff, because that's how people get inspiration, that's how you get ideas, that's how you get exposed to the industry. And I couldn't agree more. And I think going to the movies is just so fun, and it's something that we couldn't do for a really long time because of COVID. And also, speaking of COVID, this movie was also Jesse Eisenberg's, I'm pretty sure, COVID project, because this started off as a book that came out in August of 2020. And it was more of an audiobook, I'm pretty sure. And then they decided to make a movie about it, went to A24, and like I said, this is Jesse Eisenberg's first directed and movie that he's written. And I don't know if this will be a sort of, if this will do anything in award season, just because it came out right as nominations were coming out. So we'll see. I don't think anything at the Oscars, but maybe some smaller scale award shows. I know it did well at, you know, the movie, at the film festivals around the world. So we'll see what happens. But I really, really enjoyed this movie. I think on Rotten Tomatoes, it kind of got average reviews, and on IMDb it got average reviews. But, you know, I've learned to look past those things, because there's movies out there that have gotten really, really terrible reviews that have been some of my favorite movies. And there's also movies out there that have really, really high reviews that I just simply don't like, and I can't see the hype for them. But anyways, I really, really like this movie. Another reason why I like this movie is because I was talking to my dad about this today, but I think a lot of movies out there are way too damn long. You know, Avatar that came out in December was over 3 hours long. And like, no, like, that's a lot of attention for people. Like, that's a lot of time, you know, to pay attention to a movie. Like, my dad was saying that movies are, you know, movies used to be hour and a half, hour 45 minutes. And now most movies that come out are over 2 hours. And that's just a while. Like, people don't have that attention span. So I appreciate that this movie was like hour 25, hour and a half. Before I get back to the in-depth of the movie, another thing I really liked this movie was the soundtrack and the score. I think film scores are grossly underrated. I listen to film scores when I'm doing my homework, when I'm doing studying, when I'm walking to class, when I'm in the car. I listen to film scores. And I really, really, really liked this film score. It's interesting. It's not typical. But I really, really like this one. So it's on Spotify, and and it's by Emil. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this person's name right. Emily. It could be Emily. It could be Emil. Emil. Maybe Emily. I feel really bad. Emily Mosseri. But maybe it's Emil because it's a dude. But maybe dudes can be named Emily. I think it might be Emil. Anyways, he did the music for Minari, which is that movie that did really, really well in award season 2 years ago. And also some smaller Amazon TV shows, it looks like, he's done. But I really, really liked the soundtrack for this movie. It's different. It's a little bit different, and you'll see why if you go listen to it. But anyways, I'm going to get to kind of more, I know I read the synopsis, but I'm going to go more in depth. So Ziggy Katz, played by Finn Wolfhard, he has this platform called Hi-Hat, which is kind of he doesn't own the platform. Like, he's just a member on the platform. He has thousands and thousands of followers from all over the world, and he really prides himself in how many followers he has. He tries to impress a girl who's really interested in, like, social change and world problems, who's not really interested in followers and whatnot, and he tries to impress her, but you know, he tries to impress her throughout the whole movie and tries to, you know, make a good move on her the whole movie, and it just really doesn't work out. And that's not really a spoiler alert, it's just one of the aspects of the movie. And he prides himself in all these followers, and he takes it really seriously. He's a musician, too. He writes surprisingly really good songs for, you know, you see a lot of artists on TikTok, because hi-hat is kind of like a... Oh, I apologize for the sirens outside. What was I saying? He prides himself in his followers, and his mom, who's kind of has a hard relationship, has a hard time connecting with him because they don't really relate on a lot of things, because she owns a woman's shelter. And he's involved in, you know, buying musical equipment to, you know, expand his music, and is interested in more of the material stuff and the followers and the fame, where she's more focused in helping people. And so is that girl he tries to impress as well. And so so Evelyn and Ziggy have a hard time connecting. And all of a sudden, when a teenage boy who is the same age as Ziggy comes into the shelter, she finds this new kind of, not fixation, that kind of sounds weird, but she like does motherly things to him, not in a weird creepy way. I know that sounds weird, but she tries to find him scholarships, and she takes him out to dinner at one of Ziggy's favorite restaurants, even though it's not Ziggy, it's this boy that came to her shelter. And she is so amazed by him because he's a really, really nice kid in the movie. I mean, Ziggy's really, really nice too, but he's just like this, he's just a different kid than Ziggy. And Evelyn has really, really grown to love this kid and kind of wishes it was her own child in a way, but obviously doesn't tell Ziggy that and doesn't really state that in the world. You just kind of see it in the movie. But yeah, she just goes through obstacles to get him a college scholarship, even though the boy's mom is like, we're not really interested in college. He's going to go work at his dad's car shop or whatever. And keep in mind, the dad, is abusive toward the mom. And Evelyn is just so amazed at how strong this kid is because he has helped his mom get out of this really tough situation. So there's, you know, there's so many aspects to this movie that I really like, you know, just, you know, the aspect of helping people, and also two lost people, you know, Ziggy, who's lost and trying to impress this girl, and also Evelyn, who's lost and trying to connect with her son, but also connecting with a boy who's Ziggy's age, who she wishes was her son. It's like two lost people trying to find each other is kind of the whole message of the movie, which I really like. And the movie gets to the point. And like I said, movies are too long. They have too many unnecessary details. But what I really liked is how this movie got to the point. And there's so many messages in this film. It's like one of those movies that's simple but yet deep. It has some comedic elements, but I would say it's more of a drama than a comedy, even though in the A24 synopsis it said it was a comedy, but it does have funny elements, but it's more of a drama, if that makes any sense. But I really, really liked this movie. It may be confusing for some. The people who I went to go see it with were a little bit confused by it. But there are so many messages and some cool elements to the movie. And it'll be cool to see what Jesse Eisenberg does next. There were some script flaws in terms of script depth, I would say. Like, the language in the script. I don't know. But I am very intrigued at what Jesse Eisenberg can do next, because this was just his debut, and I was very impressed with his debut. And also, there are the other actors and actresses in the... It's not a huge cast by any means, but the other there's not really any other super notable actors and actresses in this cast. But I would consider Julianne Moore and Finn Wolfhard, like, the A-listers of this cast. I would consider both of them A-listers. Yeah, I would consider it. But yeah, I really, really like this movie. I would like to say I highly recommend anyone over the age of 15 watch this, because I think the message is, it's just a great, great movie in so many different aspects, just like the theme and the message behind it and like the story behind it. it's something I haven't really seen before. And I think it's going to get harder and harder over the years to come up with original ideas and original movies, just because there's so many movies out there, and a lot of them have kind of the same storyline. But it's weird to see a mother and son storyline, because usually it's like mom and daughter with, you know, Lady Bird, for example, or husband and wife, or boyfriend-girlfriend, or girlfriend-girlfriend, or boyfriend-boyfriend. And this, a mother-son movie is something you don't really see a whole, there are lots of movies that mother-son movies that exist out there, but I feel like it's, like, a mother and teenage son movie is hard to come by, and not something that I've seen done a whole lot before. I mean, there's probably are movies that I'm not thinking of or haven't seen that the people listening out there have heard of before, but, if you're interested in watching this movie, it is rated R for some reason, but I think that's because it says fuck a lot. I think it's rated R because of the language in it, and, like, talks about domestic violence and stuff, but it's fine. I really like it. And yeah, if you want to watch this movie, it's probably still in theaters just because it came out, like 2 weeks ago in theaters. And also I just looked it up. You can watch it on, Google Play, Apple TV, Redbox, Vudu, Amazon Prime Video, and YouTube for $19.99. But also go support your local movie theaters out there. If it's out in a movie theater near you, go watch it in the movie theaters. It's cool. It's a really cool movie, and it's very impressive, like I said, because this is Jesse Eisenberg's directorial debut. But yeah, I don't know if I have anything else to say about it, but I'm very much looking forward to seeing more A24 movies. It's a booming company, and, you know, they're going to do great stuff with Everything Everywhere All at Once, and they've already done great stuff, but, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens, you know, with Everything Everywhere All at Once, because that is A24, I believe. I'm trying to think of what else I have to mention. I think that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm really happy that I saw this movie. Gave me maybe some inspiration ideas for future stuff I want to do, and maybe it inspired and all the young directors out there for future ideas, as well. Anyways, thank you all again so much for listening. Hope everyone is safe and healthy wherever you are in the world. And be sure to listen to some of my recent episodes. And yeah, I think that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a good week, and I will see you in 2 weeks for the next episode. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode in season 3. If you like what you heard, leave a review in Apple Podcasts and a rating in Spotify. If you aren't already following me on Instagram, be sure to follow me at just.isabel.things.podcast. And if you have any business or sponsorship inquiries, or you just have a question, please feel free to email me at justisabelthingspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you again for listening, and be sure to check out my other episodes in seasons 1, 2, and 3.